Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging. My dog, oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Let it go, Jackets hit the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all, yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall, yeah. Black ghost, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clacking, how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. The hottest nigga on the grind. You fucking with me, then we go line for line. I'm something harder, getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weights, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Good, y'all. This is good. Go into the BOE for the basis of the air. And we did it on the podcast. We appreciate you about joining us. Good to start it. You just heard O-M-I-J. You know, the time of the show that is the intro to the show. So, as you know, Cal is still trying. But this time, it's time for him being a fish, eh? As we get on with podcasts, you know, these is one third of the group, the Ghetto Boys. He has a podcast, and Ghetto Williams is on there. And we mentioned him, because I saw it, but I didn't see the whole interview yet. I digest my Williams. I watched that whole hour. In a 5 second in clubs and a sharp one, Jay. Got to digest, I get it out my system. I could go into the Willie D one. And so, Willie D, he had Ali Sadiq on his show. That Ali said, I can't remember what day was. But there was a comedy show he was supposed to do with Cat. He got there, but he was like, you can't go there. And somebody came out with a check to pay him his, even though he didn't perform. And this is what I told Willie D. Willie D brought this up to Queens account. Hold on, wait a minute. He's lying. I ain't never met him. I don't even know his name. So, yeah. So he never met Ali. So, because you know Cat went on there to double on what he said about Shay Shay and tell more stuff. Is the interview with Nawa and some change. What's wrong at the Sharks? It was an hour change. And you know, when Sharp did that interview, that people were going at him talking about, you know, interviewer and stuff like that. He's not a journalist. He never, he was a journalist. This is why people do his because in entertainment just like they the people that come on his show and he allows them to be themselves. He will tell me that if Cat was on let's say Morning America, he will tell me everything he said on Club Shay Shay, he gonna say on Good Morning America and those majority on Good Morning as journal. You want to tell me that you want to sit down with Robin Roberts and say the same thing as Shannon Sharp? No. The whole act is going to be all totally different. That interview will be totally different. The one thing that was Shannon Sharp be said on Good Morning. Shannon Sharp don't claim to be I want to go on Club Shay Shay and sit down and talk with Shannon. I'm not even a study. Because, you know, you'll get yourself. He's not asking you the questions that most to be known. Just like he said, they got beef, and it's beef because Cat never met him. But people who would interview Cat and bring that to say they got beef, when they don't, he don't know. So I know you, how I don't know. Does that make sense? Just like. Listen to me yesterday in I talked about Funky Dying. Because I have an update. So, you know, I played a video. Funky Dying was saying that K called him to broker a conversation between him and Flamo that she had. You know who Flamo was a transgender comedian. Look, you can look her up. Or you can look up Funky Dine even know who these people are. And he said that I was like, you got 5 minutes. I want you to have a talk with him. Now, he had no beef claim. He's never. I think he said he met Flame, and I think the reason why Flame is mad is because when he was on TGI, he was doing this story, and I think Flame was one of the topics, and what he said she ain't like. Right? He's like, no, I don't want to talk. I don't want to be in no YouTube mess, whatever, whatever. No, he said that in the video. And then he said, so Dasha, because he asked, because she recorded the conversation if they had, that him and Flame Monroe was going to have. She recorded. He said, no. He said, Flame saying, up. In his video, Tasha K, whatever, dealings they have with each other on the professional level and on the pressure levels I'm done with. You know what I'm saying? All I'm done with. What's crazy is, like, he said, I had to be getting from it because I knew it was out there. Whatever. Tasha K posted a video clip with her doing an interview with Flame Monroe talking about Funky Diva. I think what Tasha was trying to do was Funky and Flame conversation, but he was going to say something agitated that he's going to come back. And being that it's recorded, she can clip, she can only play the part where he sounds wrong to make everybody mad at him, to make him say what he said. Yep. So, and tomorrow, excuse me, yeah. Tomorrow on website, she's having the interview she did with Flame Monroe. Because in this video, because he showed it while he was doing the video, while he was live, he showed it, played the sound right. Flame was there recording this. Flame was sitting there with a glass of I'm sipping it. But I like Johnny and I like Flame Monroe. But he said have a beef with him. She don't like it because of something about her. Talking about discussing her BDI. They don't hang with the same people and stuff like that. So he never met Flame. So I know Tasha K is in the Flame. She's been a whole lot of funky. And what's up is he said as long as he's working on TGI and Fox Soul, Flame Row would be a guest on the show. This is what he said, Claudia and Al. Show, second week of him, she's up as a guest host, spot. The first week they was back, Carolina went in his spot. The second week is Flame Monroe who be for to get on. You're supposed to be cool with him. You're supposed to be cool with him. I get it. You don't have no beef with Flame, but if you and Flame is cool like that, Flame should have never guessed. I guess on the show ever. You're supposed to be riding with your boy. He was leaving. You know, Claudia said, yeah, he said everybody, when he announced he the show, he said, we're still cool, everybody's still cool. And then Flame said something. Flame said something. Al, being his friend, he told him what Flame said. I can't remember what he said, Flame said, but Flame said something about Funky. And Al, being a friend, called Funky and told him. That's how you know who your true friend is, that they got your back when you're not around. And the people are being your friend for sure. I all seem to be true friends. But whoever's doing the booking for the show, Claudia is the producer of the show. She's the one that works on to fruition. So, you know, she has a say. I'm sure she has a say of what guests come on the show. And you know, Funky don't get along. You're going to have her the second week in as a guest host. In his people who are Funky see it as being shady. Shady boots. Shady boots. Because if we're supposed to be friends, and you and this person don't get along, you're going to have them go. And after I'm going, yep. Ever since Funky left and started live at the same time as TGIF, he's been doing numbers. So since they are on days a week at 8 o'clock, he goes on live at 8 o'clock. And the first time he went live, he had 1,400. People in that time he went live, it was 1,700. Because as he was live, I saw the numbers, 1,700, but dropped down to 1,400. And then I switched over since he was live. See, GIF's number, I think when he did the first one, and he had 1,400, and then I looked to see what TGIF did on the same day. They had 3.6K. 3,600 people was in their chat. No. Not 3,600 in their chat. To the 14 he had his. Wednesday, it was 17, and I don't know what they did, I didn't look at it. And then, as of today, today's numbers, it says 69.
Yep, that's
sorry for the background noise, y'all. Sorry for the background. Yeah. Before I started the show, I looked at his numbers and they said 69K was in the chat while I was live. and like I said on the show, the most they've ever done, the number one in the chat on TGIF is 5. It's 5. Yep. TGIF is a good show. but it's something about Neva that make you want to win the show. Like, I think he was the show. Like, I don't really think, I think I would watch because I know who Claudia and Alex is, but I never watch it live. I always watch reruns. They re-air it through YouTube. And they re-air it. I always watch the re-air. Because I watch other stuff. The time they come on, watch the re-air. And they announce every time they do a show how many people they have in the show. 3,000 people, that's some good numbers. That is good numbers, you know. But that is some good numbers. But yeah. And I think he sees that they asked him to be there as like being seen. I don't want to say shady, but it's kind of like you stabbed me in the back. It's like a you stabbed me in the back kind of thing. Like, you supposed to be my stab me in the back by my enemy on the show. And I'm only been gone from the show a week, because I think the first show was Monday, so that was Monday, so a week and a day. I've been going a week and a day, and I got my enemy sitting in my, and mind you, Flame is the whole week, so she'll be there for tomorrow's show, she'll be there for Friday's show, and then when Monday comes, I'll have another rotating host. I don't know if they're going to get a permanent host to replace Funky. But Funky's doing his own thing. The numbers, his numbers are better than theirs. Then that should something. When the numbers are stagnant, right? Meaning they don't change. It's really don't change. And he's, you know, doing his own thing, and his numbers first day was 14, right? Second day was 17. The third day, 69. So that's telling me that most of the people were watching TGIF because of, and he left, they followed him to where he was going. Because, you know, sometimes in the episode they would say, oh, he made it to national TV with this. See, you don't want to be like on an NBC, CBS, or the actual Fox channel, because you can't, like, with your show being on YouTube and on cable network, you can do things that you won't be able to do nationally. You can't, because they're going to believe it. There's things you can't, you're going to be restricted from what you really want to do because you're a national, you're past the national now, and you know, so it's, but keep doing his thing. Like I said, numbers were 69. Okay. Tomorrow it might get higher than 69 tomorrow. And then higher on Friday. Because, and I think he had, I won't say peace, but he kind of, I should say, has beef with Claudia. Because after death, she did an interview on live. People want to know how funny he leaves. You know, in his video, he said, you know, it's the pay. Because, like I said on Tuesday, he said that, you know, when they were doing 2 days a week, they were getting $20 an episode. All right? It was just $20 example. He was getting $20 an episode. And then they went from, right, 20 an episode that it dropped down, say, like $17. So they took three away. They took back three, dropped it down to 17 because it's 5 days a week. You should have paid a lot of money, but he's the same amount money that Oxo was him to do to you, he can make doing his own YouTube video. Because I'm working for Oxo, he's helping build up Oxo. That show on Oxo can build up Oxo as a name, right? His own YouTube so that he same thing going on TGIF on his own YouTube channel. Build that up. And build that up. You making all them shows that's on Fox depending on the people watching all the game. All the shows they put together and $1 million for right. And added that in. Hey, this is what is going to be. He's trying to negotiate, you know, their work. And like he said, I could make the amount, you know, making my own video on my own platform, not somebody else's platform. That's what he said. And he's right. If you are a person who has their own platform doing video, creator, why bring up somebody else when you could do it on your own? And people only tuned in because you, if you do it on your own platform, have those numbers. Yep. But his numbers are TGIF numbers. If you on TGIF, they talk about what's trending. What's trending on social media, what's trending in the news. That's what they talk about. So he does that already. He's doing that already. He just wasn't live. He's going live. And he's pulling numbers in TGIF. Funky was a combination, but Foxo, I'll say this. Foxo and Claudia, you dropped the ball. You dropped the ball on this one. And when Funky announced that he was leaving, that the reason why was like a paper up and see. So Claudia, you know, said, oh, hey, it's good over here. Yep. That's what she said. And so the biggest thing that is paid, not the reason why he left. I'm going to say the pay is the reason why he left. So, yeah. That's enough Funky Diva. And did John in New York City, that Jewish community, at the one synagogue, I think, I don't know if it's in Brooklyn, Manhattan, they had an underground tunnel. How they found is that they were doing construction next to the synagogue, and the construction people came across the underground tunnel, and they were trying to use cement to plaster it up, and the Jewish people were stopping. Ain't that crazy? What are these underground tunnels for? They find they got the robbers with the young boys, and that's why they got the underground, or they trafficking African. I'm just saying, what would the Jews need with the underground? And then I forgot what I watched, and the person said the underground they found in New York, not the only one. So I think more may be covered, not just in New York, but in other states. Yep. Not in New York. SA. It's for religious reasons that we got the time. You can't use religion for it. Cannot use religion. Yeah. Well, raining lately, rivers have been flooding people's homes, and instead of the government, the problem. The government said they have a program where they will buy the people's homes. They can relocate anywhere where they want to deal with this. Because, you know, people's basements are being... When my mom and dad brought the house we lived in, they were told they couldn't get flood insurance. Yep. So if that's behind our house, if that was to fill up with water and house got flooded, a problem, because they didn't get flood insurance. They told my parents they couldn't get flood insurance. That's crazy. I'm sure the people, places flooded, they was told the same thing, they couldn't get flood insurance. It's like, it don't rain that much where you would need it. It do rain that bad, but it rains real bad. I think it was Sunday. I think Saturday, Sunday, and Monday it rained. So if you get three days of heavy rain, of course the riverbeds are gonna fill water and flood people's homes. They showed the news and they showed you how the streets. There's a couple who got themselves a boat that can go to their home. But the street was going to fill with water. When the water line is when that's backed up with the people's homes. And the news said they should just fix the problem instead of trying to buy people out of their homes. And the one lady said that Governor Murphy will help her for her fam. And she hasn't from anybody with the program for her in the program and having her, she having her from anyone dealing with that program. And then in New Jersey, the mayor of that people already sold in the program, that people already sold their homes, you know. But he said they already have homes on the block where it flooded. People sold homes to them, back to the government. And he said people shouldn't do that. They should the problem. And you know, government ain't helping. You know, Republicans are looking at it like, nope, I ain't signing off on that. Nope. And then to move into an area where you brought your place, it doesn't flood. Then all of a sudden, understand? You get a don't flood area, then all of a sudden it floods. And we were told when buying don't flood, need flood insurance. To yourself, I wish I had some flood insurance. And even the insurance you have on your home. Right? As the company you're dealing with cover flood, you show up. So say it like that. You are. You gotta look. Yep. So, yeah, that was news today. I saw that in the news before doing the show. And in New York, but in New York, too. And these places where there are riverbeds, they show Saddlebrook, New Jersey, Wayne, Lodi. They show back in Sag River. I feel sorry for these people. I really do. Feel sorry for these people. And they probably were told when they bought their home, they couldn't get flood insurance. The lady said she had to take everything out of her basement because it's flooded and put it somewhere else on the up even more. Crazy. Just say, yep. I messed up. And when you live in a house and you don't have the space. I'm saying you live in a house and you have the space. Or that's somewhere else. Not like you got a garage that you can put it in. But even still, if your room is flooded, your garage will probably have water as well, so you can put it in the garage. Get you one of the pods, storage things that they drop at your front door, sit it in, have put it in, either put it on your front lawn or if they could put it in your backyard somehow, that should have it in storage until all that water is gone. But I would hate for people's precious materials and like family photos never taken. They from the 70s, the 60s, the 80s, you know, decades past. Can't we take those photos? You understand what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. I just pray that it clears places. Because nobody can pick a move like that. Now, some people own the houses with apartments. When floods happen, I'm saying to some guy living in an apartment. I'm glad. Living in an apartment. Because you know, we have a brook. The fence is say high, but it's a decent level. I don't think the water will ever rise high. But if it did, the ground will soak up the water before it hit the house. The grass, the backyard was land with grassy land will soak up the water before it hit the house. So I think that's another reason. You know, they say no flood insurance. What? No flood insurance? No, I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn. But how about that? What else do I want to share with y'all? It's like, normally, I see what's trending and I want to talk about it. Or something, you know, I talk about maybe through TikTok or other media platforms. So, you know, people been, you know, the young girls been going crazy in Sephora and in Ulta Beauty because over the holiday for Christmas, they got a gift card for Sephora, Ulta Beauty. They going crazy in there. Right? And then people are going crazy for the Stanley Cup. It's a Stanley Cup Starbucks collab, and Starbucks is not even selling the cup. You can only get it at Target, and so Just like people wait online for hours when Jordan's coming. I'm doing that for the Stanley Cup. For the Stanley Cup. Yep, and then they ensue over the damn Stanley Cup. Melee ensue over the damn Stanley Cup. Yep. I am not standing on a line for hours just for some damn cup. My drink goes. I put some down. It keeps it. No, I'm not doing that. It's ridiculous. But that's what the people are doing. You get the store crazy for Stanley Cup. Vista cup with somebody over us. Cup. You know they only give the store a certain amount. Right? You put it on the shelf, whatever's on the shelf. So, and once it's gone, that's it. There's no more inventory. There's no more inventory. Like, you know, you go to either supermarket or to Target or Walmart and you don't see them using what you came to the store for. See it. And he's like, oh, sold out. It's not sold out. This thing stores, right? They put out a certain number of the item. And when it's the item nobody wants. So they put out a certain amount and they were like, oh, I guess once this is sold, that they don't have no more. Right? I don't know when it's delivered to the stores or not. I don't know. It's crazy how once that you sell out, it could be on sale at the price. It's like once that sells out, you wait till it's not selling more to put out. Let's say they are on Monday out into, because you know they have the person say, oh, we don't have it. We're waiting for it to be covered. It won't be here. It won't be a couple of days. They got some in the back. They see how people act for it. They don't want to put it out. Marketers don't want no melee. They don't want no melee. I'm going to a supermarket, clothes store, any kind of store to where somebody owns them. If they want an item that bad, let them have it. Not fighting you for a paper towel. I'm not fighting you over a roll of paper towel. Especially in the last roll. I'm not going to roll of paper or a paper towel, whatever the item is. I'm not going to roll it. Because you got people that would for it. I'm not doing that. It makes no sense. Yep. I saw one thing about, so, I forgot whose podcast I was listening to. I think it was Don Evil when he was live. He said that they're doing a love hip hop. He already have a Miami in LA. but they haven't played in a long time. But just because I get it, you want to expand the franchise into other areas, but it's like New York, I see Atlanta, I see, yeah, I see Houston, I guess Texas, I can see Loving Hip Hop, Texas. But I don't want them to keep expanding. And you understand what I'm saying? Like, I want to see a Loving Hip Hop Chicago. I really don't. I don't want to see Hip Hop Philadelphia. And the reason why I say that is because there's nothing spectacular about Philly that me want to, if I'm an artist that loves Philly, to be like, I do love a Hip Hop Philly. But you know, you gotta, I get it. You want to expand the franchise, just like what Bravo did with Housewives. You got New York, you got Atlanta, you got Miami, you got Salt Lake City. Potomac. When I say New York, Atlanta, Potomac, Miami, Salt Lake, I'm trying to think, am I missing one? Is it 5 or 6? New York, Atlanta, Miami. Oh, Beverly Hills. 6 is Beverly Hills. We need to keep in the franchise. Like, just like I said, I don't want to see Hip Hop Chicago. I don't see Housewives of Chicago either. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. When is Housewives of Chicago? Because if you know what Chicago is by what the media tells you, that's not a place you would want to do a Housewives of Chicago. No, all of Chicago is not that, but still, it's not a place to do a Housewives of Chicago. All these, you know, the Housewives show lasted. I think Salt Lake is new. I'm not sure. The only Housewives I've ever watched was Housewives of Atlanta. And they got New Jersey too. It was New York, New Jersey, Miami, Beverly, New York, New Jersey, Miami, Beverly Hills, Salt Lake City, Potomac, New York, Miami, Atlanta, New Jersey, Beverly Hills, Salt Lake City, Potomac. I think someone, look it up. Salt Lake is the new one. Yep. I think Salt Lake is the newest one. Let me see. Oh. Okay. Housewives of Atlanta, Beverly Hills, Miami, New York, OC, New Jersey. Is it the Housewives of Sydney? Is it a Bravo show, though, if it's not pertaining to... See here. Yeah. Just see here. Got somebody asked a question, how many Housewives shows Bravo had? It says Bravo has 11 official Real Housewives shows. All of the Real Housewives series and Dallas have officially come to an end. But Potomac no longer, and so a total of 11. I remember flipping this channel on Bravo and saw a little bit of Housewives of Dallas. Just like I said, I don't want to see Chicago. I need to see one of those. Bills. I think Oakland started it off, the franchise off, and then from OC, I think Atlanta. Atlanta, I think, was New York. After New York, either Beverly Hills or New Jersey. 11 hospital shows. And what's crazy in a lot of these housewives shows, a lot of them are not housewives. A lot of them are not easy things. And you calling it Housewives or whatever state, the majority of your customers is not even. And how much, in Atlanta, the main ones, you see them in the intro with a peach. If they're not in the intro with a peach. In character. Only because they came in as a friend of one of the characters. So, let's say I knew Candy Burris. Because she's on Housewives, Anna. I'll be on there as a friend of Candy. That's how a lot of them got on, how we got to know them. Either they didn't have, they was a friend of one of the main cast members. Just like when they started, she right. As our friends on the show, and now they're not anymore. That's crazy. That he was there for first or second season, maybe first. For you to be a friend, and then all of a sudden after you appear on the show, you and that person are no longer friends. What you do for those that want to be in this reality TV, it's not clocked up there. Because just the gift is taken away. Because if you ain't doing good, if the show's not doing ratings, they will cancel it. Or they won't cancel it. They will recast. That's why with Housewives of Atlanta, Beverly, a lot of the shows you see from who they started with, now who they are, and that the main people that started the franchise no longer see some of them anymore. You don't see it. But a lot of people do show these type of shows, reality shows, like to help boost business, if they have business. See, Cardi B and hip-hop, York, they're loving hip-hop. And after being that, she skyrocketed to who we see now. Because of being on Love & Hip Hop, we're taking notice. Yep, people were taking notice. So shows like that can catapult your career depending on what type of career you were trying to go for. If you're trying to be honest, it gets good. It can catapult your career. You're trying to be or actress, if you're good, you can get a career. As we were on the floor, if you're on a show like that, help business. You mentioned business on the show. Yep. Yeah. So, you know, in the 17th is the promotion of the show. You know, every time I mention the promotion of the show, I say it's artists, entrepreneurs, authors, anyone with something to do. So, if you're a club promoter and you got a party you promoting, call in and say, my name is so, I got a party going down, it's date time. You know, for somewhere at a time, you know, you can do that. I have no problem with that. If you're an entrepreneur and you got online booth or whatever, you can call in and mention that. If you got a book coming, you can mention your book. Yeah? If you have something to do, you can call in on the day of the show and promote it. If you're an artist, new music, you can call in your music and we'll play music on the show that day as you know, explain what it, you know, what's your music about and you can go get it. If you like it, you know. If you don't, you can't see, you know, so I can play and help you promote. If you don't have any streaming platform yet, you know, you gotta make sure you let the people know that. Because, like, and I say, like, even if you can't make it to the show, that if you send an email with all you're promoting, I'll be live on air. Yep, I'm live on air. And this is on the 17th of this month. Trying to think. What else do I want to tell you? Also with that, when you call in, I'm going to interview you. I'm not going to talk to you like I'm interviewing you. This is for you, owner of whatever, or whatever it is you're promoting. It's for you to come to my mouth and say, you know, party promoter, the party that I'm doing, where it's at. No, that's for you, not me, unless you can't make it to the show and you want to announce today is for you. You know, I might ask you some questions about what you're promoting, but I'm not going to interview you. You have things to promote, whatever you need to promote. If you're an actor, actress, and you're in a movie, and the movie's about to drop soon, you can call to promote it. I have no problem with that. Yeah. I have no problem with so, yeah. And it's always every third Wednesday every month. So, you look at the calendar, you say, okay, third day of the month, the 17th. It's always Wednesday and always the third Wednesday of the month. Yep. And then you mark it down. Get on the calendar. So, have a reminder. Yeah. So, I said this before, that if you want to be, you should go to independent route. I'm looking for a major label. I get it why some people go for the, not necessarily to the label there. Distribution of the label and have them use the artist. It's just that the label distributed the music for you so you don't have to do it. Yep. And I think why people do is because when it's time to have a music video, because you're on the label's roster now, they can help you with that. If I'm an independent artist and I use a record label, a major label as my distributor, I would say I'll make it a 50-50. No, we split whatever money coming in that album, we're going to split it 50-50. Because the distribution did set the profit 50-50. Yeah, if my debut album does numbers, or any of my albums does numbers, whatever the price is, we're spending 50-50. Exactly what we're doing. And make sure when putting music together that you work with some good producers. There's time for beats that were trash. Like, somebody sent me this song, I'm like, this is alright. This beat is alright. So I think I'm going to end the show early. I'll see you at the next show, which is the experience. And you know the experience come on 3 days a week. That's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. It used to be four before we started this show here to come on 4 days a week, which was Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, And then we have Friday Mix Saturday Mix Mix on Sunday. That was the shows before we started doing Big Boy. And the promotion is the show. Canceled the Wednesday one to put B.O. in this place. And then once I was told to do two shows a day, the promotion of the show to the show. But I did thought that it's the third Wednesday of every month. So that, you know, that you can have a couple, I think, let's see, four Wednesdays, but four Wednesdays a month. So, three Wednesdays where there's a BOE and one where's the Promote Your Business Show. Yep. So, yeah. I guess everyone on the show. And time to do this, it'll be, I think, Promote Your Business Show. I got you got voice call 845-77-95. Always calling and that show is on remote. Or an email starting20@gmail.com and an email saying, can you promote this? I won't be able to make it at the time that the show is. So can you promote this product? You know, whatever it is you want me for the people. And we'll do it. I'll do it. Problem. Now, I think adding another show. You understand? I was thinking of adding another show besides the ones we have. Because one show I did have that I no longer do, but I got capella. I was thinking of bringing that back. And now we're going back. That show will go back to it when we were doing Monday. So we do that at 7. And then 11, I would do the indie experience. For my out there, my hopes from word art. If you want this show back, you can send an email or hit us on our social media platform, which is at Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You got the Road to Stardom Facebook page, on the radio page, as well as the Road to Stardom group. You got Stardom on there as on Instagram. But when you text on Instagram, we put TW to find Road to Stardom. On TikTok, you're just going to spell the right way and these will come up. And you can also put a message saying, my name is Soso, I'm an artist. I'm a spokesperson, I'm an artist. I would love to do the Poetic Acapella Show. So with the Poetic Acapella Show, you as the word artist or poet, call or recite one of your poems. That's it. If you are a singer, Nicole Robinson is just a singer. You will pick a song and you will just give us a verse and a chorus. That's it. It doesn't matter if it's the verse and a chorus in the first chorus or second chorus, it don't matter. All you need is the verse and the chorus. That's all you want to sing. Because the other people in the line wanting their turn. And you know, pick song I might pick maybe 5 minutes long, 6 minutes long, could be 7 minutes long. Trying to be hit. That's enough for you to show off your talent. Because a lot of people, they can sing and then you hear them live. You sure? Okay. But I can sing, but I can do it. Like, I'm trying to do it professionally. When I was younger, yes, that's what I wanted to do. I'm older now. I don't have the money to pay for an hour booking of a studio. Even though I know people who do music that might also produce and have they like a home studio. If it's set up good like a real studio, maybe. But I would want to, you know, work with a studio. I ain't gonna say real studio. Yep, I will work with an actual, you know. I would do that. So, yeah. I appreciate y'all for tuning in with BOE for the airwaves. Like I said, the next show is another The End Experience. You know, everybody's singing music. So, I'm going to say... Oh, so I'm going to end the episode. I got to give you... Before I leave. So I'm going to end the artist out there. If you want your music on the station, you can call 201-399-2004, or you can go to Rolling Radio. I mean, not Rolling Stone Radio, Rolling Stone 2010 at gmail.com. And send a message and I'll tell you how you can use music play. Please follow the instructions to a T. All the social pages I mentioned, you can hit up through there. They will tell you how to get your music played. You know, the promotion show. If you miss any show, get my role to start them. All you gotta do is put the box over the compost as well to start them. Or just Google Rolling Stone Radio. You see the many platforms we are on to listen. Yeah. And if you want to help support the station as well as our foundation, do so by going to PayPal.me/Rolling Stone. $1 sign for the stardom. So if you want to make a donation to the station. And for the foundation, it's Cash App is $BOF Foundation. And PayPal is PayPal.me for Black Oak Forever, which is spelled BLAOK. No amount is too small, much appreciate. If you're helping out the foundation, you know, donations for the foundation. If you're helping out the foundation, yeah, donation to the station. Yep. Giving you the best music, talk shows. I want to keep getting great programs. But we can't, you know, market for 30 years. We want to keep rocking more years. So So on the night, I appreciate you. Goodbye now.